JIS Radio presents The Year in Review, highlighting the major achievements of the government for 2014.
Several initiatives implemented, policy decisions taken, legislation placed under review, all aimed at preserving Jamaica's culture and cultural artifacts, as well as protecting the nation's youth, especially those in state care. Those were some of the priority areas for the Ministry of Youth and Culture in 2014. 2014 saw the establishment of a therapeutic center to provide residential care for children who have suffered trauma. Child protection committees were also expanded to provide formal structures for community participation in child protection, and progress was made towards implementation of the child case management system. The child case management system is being designed to maintain accurate records of children taken into state custody at places of safety until their departure from these institutions. It will help the Child Development Agency to speedily process information regarding the care and protection of wards of the state.
We will be and have gotten approval for a new case management system as part of the technological upgrade to bolster our efforts to standardize and harmonize services to our children.
Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna. The Office of the Children's Registry, OCR, and the Jamaica Library Service signed a Memorandum of Understanding to boost the dissemination of information on missing children and to help ensure a safe and speedy return. The agreement will facilitate the installation of 6 computers and printers in libraries across select parishes for the printing and dissemination of information on missing children.
The acquisition of these computers will be made possible through the kind sponsorship of UNICEF. And the Office of the Children's Registry, we want to say thanks for the support we have received from UNICEF over the 7-year period since the OCR was established.
Children's Registrar Greg Smith. 40 girls in state care are the first to benefit from transitional living arrangements under a $1.3 million program supported by the United States Agency for International Development Development Grants Initiative. The program will impact and improve the lives of up to 400 children. It is being implemented by the University of the West Indies Open Campus and the Caribbean Child Development Center in partnership with the Child Development Agency. An exit readiness program will be established for the girls in the transitional living facility to focus on job and life skills training and mentorship. Jamaica has a rich and diverse culture. In seeking to preserve this, the Ministry of Youth and Culture has submitted a request to the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, to have 2 of the country's cultural landmarks placed on the World Heritage List. Submission was made earlier in 2014 for the inclusion of the Blue and John Crow Mountains, while the Youth and Culture Ministry is working with the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment to ensure that reggae music is listed as the indigenous music to Jamaica.
It was a strategic objective coming from the Ministry of Culture because we felt that the time had come for people to recognize and understand that our culture deserved to be listed on the World Heritage Site List.
Also, as it relates to cultural preservation, the Institute of Jamaica, IOJ, is creating an electronic portal to host a database of Jamaica's intangible culture. The intangible aspects of the Jamaican culture include stories, proverbs, and other oral traditions.
We feel as a Ministry of Culture, we've started in 2012, and we're going to continue leading this process because we believe that the preservation and protection of this intangible heritage is very, very crucial and critical for cultural preservation.
Minister Hanna says the initiative will help visitors to the island understand the Jamaican culture as well as provide an opportunity for its study. There is also a move to develop a National Museum of Jamaica. Minister Hanna says a National Museum Foundation has been established to raise the funds to support the museum to be located in Kingston. The Council of the Institute of Jamaica has designated upstairs of the 16 East Street building as the space for the National Museum. Those were some of the major achievements of the Ministry of Youth and Culture for 2014.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.